Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Mouse Club podcast. My name is Marissa, and I'm the host of this podcast. Welcome. I'm so excited that you're joining me today for a very fun episode of the Mouse Club. And if you're new here, welcome to the Mouse Club. Please be sure to hit the subscribe button on whatever platform that you're listening to this on, and join me for more fun episodes and adventures in the future. So anyway, guys, today we went to the Lakeland Antique Mall, and I decided, so first off, I have to say, I've emailed a few people for Pride Month guests, and I'm still working on getting some Pride Month guests. And I was planning on having a Pride Month guest this month, but nobody was able to get back to me. I have one person who has to get it approved by their corporate office before they can come on the podcast, and then somebody else is trying to work out their schedule. And then I also emailed and messaged two other people who haven't messaged me back. So we'll see. I'm trying to get them on for June for Pride Month specifically, but if they can't do it this month, I'll have them join me in the future. But anyway, so today we went to the Lakeland Antique Mall, and I wasn't sure what I was going to record. And then I had this idea that I was going to post a game with you guys on my Instagram story called Would You Buy It? So I posted a ton of different things and a ton of different prices and posted a poll. And I'm going to read the results of the poll with you guys. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So I hope that you guys enjoy this episode. The Lakeland Antique Mall is this amazing place in Lakeland, Florida. It's about like 45 minutes away from Disney, 45 minutes to 50 minutes away from Disney. And they have all this incredible stuff. If you've listened to the podcast before, you may remember I had Phil, the manager at the Lakeland Antique Mall, on with me for episode 2 of season 2. And it's just an amazing place with all these different booths with tons of vintage stuff. And what's amazing about them is they have actual props and things from the parks and resorts that they sell there. And I brought home a lot of stuff, so I'll give you a little sneak peek of what I got. But if you do want to hear all the things that I got as well as what they look like, you can check out my YouTube channel. I'm going to be posting a haul next week, so it's going to be really awesome. And I hope that you guys enjoy that. But before we jump into the episode, I do want to talk about some Mouse Club news because there is some huge announcements this week, which we have not talked about yet. So let's talk about them. First off, perhaps the biggest news of the year is that no more masks at Disney World starting June 15th, which has already occurred by the time that you're listening to this. And I am so thrilled about this. This is for vaccinated individuals. Let me clarify. Although they are not going to ask for proof of your vaccination history, because legally they can't in the state of Florida. But anyway, I'm thrilled about this because I am fully vaccinated and I am really, really excited for this return to normal. I know everybody is kind of like over this COVID thing, which of course we still need to take precautions and keep ourselves healthy and keep other people healthy around us and do our part. But I think that we are in a place now where this is acceptable, especially because we are already not doing masks outdoors. And I actually have taken off my mask at work because we don't do that at work anymore. And I haven't really been wearing it to too many stores just because I am fully vaccinated and I feel like I need to be relying on my vaccine. I can't just be scared forever about getting sick again. And of course, there's hundreds and hundreds of other sicknesses and illnesses I could get. And so I do protect myself with like vitamins and nutrition and working out and all that stuff. So of course, I'm still keeping myself safe and trying to keep the other people around me safe. But I really am excited for this return to normal with the parks. And of course, there's probably never going to be a normal again, but there's a new normal. And I'm really, really excited. And for selfish reasons, I also hope that this means that there is the possibility of the annual passes coming back soon, because that is obviously my goal right now, is to get an annual pass for the Disney parks. So I am thrilled about that. And yeah, let me know what you think. I don't think that people are going to be very honest about being fully vaccinated, but at this point, I feel like the vaccines are pretty widely available. Of course, they are not available to children under the age of 12 yet, unfortunately, so we do still need to protect our children, but I feel like they are pretty widely available at this point for any adults who want to get them and children over the age of 12 who want to get them. So at this point, I feel like if you're going to lie, that kind of sucks. I'm not thrilled about that, but I feel like anybody else who is worried about getting sick, like at this point, it's your option to get the vaccine to protect yourself. And of course, I know that there are people who have like immunocompromised issues and people who cannot get the vaccine. And I totally sympathize with you and I feel you. We're going to have to see with the COVID numbers and see how it goes, but I'm really, really thrilled about this. So Anyway, next up is that fireworks are returning July 1st at Disney World and July 4th for Disneyland. I am so, so thrilled about this, guys. So first off, Happily Ever After and Epcot Forever are coming to Walt Disney World. So obviously, Happily Ever After is at Magic Kingdom. Epcot Forever is at Epcot. I'm so happy about this. I am so thrilled. I might have to go to the Contemporary and just watch it from the Contemporary because obviously we don't have a pass yet. So I just want to see the fireworks and just feel normal again in some sort of way. And so that's coming and I am so thrilled. And then Disneyland will be returning July 4th with Mickey's Mixed Magic fireworks. Oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how happy this makes me again. I'm so excited about the return to normal, like I just mentioned with the masks, and just the fact that I'm going to hopefully be able to get an annual pass soon. I know I've talked about that so many times, but just so many things. And ultimately with the fireworks, my favorite thing ever on property is Fantasmic. So I'm really, really hoping that this means that Fantasmic will be coming back soon. So I'm super thrilled about that. So let me know what you think on my latest Instagram post if you want to share your thoughts with me about those two things. And then next up, some restaurants are reopening. Sebastian's Bistro, Lamplight Lounge, Ohana, and Wine Country Trattoria are all reopening, which is awesome. We're getting our cast members back to work. I know so many friends who are very eager to get back to work, which is so awesome that these places are reopening and there's more food places for tourists and everything like that. And lastly, my last piece of news is that a new quick service restaurant is going to be opening in City Walk, Universal City Walk, on June 15th. It's called Bend the Bow, which looks amazing. It's like Asian inspired with bow and looks super, super awesome. So anyway, guys, thanks so much for listening to the news. I'm going to take a quick break and we'll be right back to talk about would you buy it? So jumping into today's episode, of course, as always, if you are not already, please follow me at the Mouse Club Podcast on Instagram. If you would like to participate in future episodes like these, I posted this all on my Instagram stories, so any of my followers or anybody who just happened to click on my profile could play along, and I had quite a few of you play. I'm so excited. I posted this about 7 hours ago, so if you're listening to this, like right when this episode goes live, you can actually still play if you want to go check that out. So I am really, really excited to play with you guys and share your results. So like I said already, the Lakeland Antique Mall is this beautiful place in Lakeland, Florida that has incredible antiques and thrifted items and things like that. They have Funko Pops, Mickey ears, all kinds of stuff. And actually, should I tell you what I got first before we jumped into the game? Because I did get quite a few things. So I'm really quickly going to tell you, but if you want to actually see them, check out my YouTube channel because I'm going to be sharing all this stuff on there. But first off, I got a Minnie Mouse vintage sweater. It is adorable. Minnie has a yellow and red outfit with polka dots on it, and it's super vintage. Like, it's a white sweater that's kind of faded and kind of yellowed, and it has some stains on it, but I'm totally okay with that because I can wash them out, or if they don't come out, I can just tie-dye the shirt and make it look really awesome. But this sweater was $6, and I am obsessed with it. It's so comfy and looks amazing to sleep in and cuddle in. Then I also got a sweater from 2015, and I love this one. It's a navy blue color, and all the characters on it have different outfits. So Goofy is wearing a Buzz Lightyear shirt, like from Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin. Donald is wearing a Pirates of the Caribbean shirt, and Chip and Dale are in a little Splash Mountain log, and it's so, so, so cute. Again, if you want to see what these actually look like without me just describing them, it will be on my YouTube channel next week, and that is just Little Miss Maris, LittleMrs Maris, Marisss. Then I got a pink shirt. Oh, by the way, both those sweaters, the white mini one was $6, and the 2015 navy blue sweater was $8. Then I got another shirt, which is a 2016 shirt, and it's really cute. It's pink, and all of the characters are playing different musical instruments, and all of the icons of the park are in the background, and it says Walt Disney World Music Magic Memories. It's very adorable and a really nice pink color, and I got that for $6. Then I got a Funko Pop of C-3PO in a Santa uniform, and it's so, so cute. It's Funko Pop Star Wars 276, and it's so cute. I got it for $16. I also got Blake a Forrest Gump Funko Pop for $16, which he really loves. Then I got a little golden book. They had all kinds of little golden books for $2.95, which is a total steal. And I got Mini Slumber Party, which is from 1990, and it's super, super cute. Then I got an Avon pin from 1989. It's a pin with Minnie on it. She has a little headscarf with pearls and a dress on, and she has little roses under her, and there's a star behind her. And it says Minnie in Hollywood pin, and it has the original box from 1989, and it's adorable. I got it for $7. Then I got the sun catchers for the window. And it's Minnie and Mickey, and the sun catchers, when you put them in the window, like, make these really nice, like, shadows on the floor of, like, different colors. So I got those for the window because I thought they would just be really cute. So I love those. And then lastly, the last thing I got is a humongous donut pillow, which actually smells like strawberries and cotton candy. So that's going to go in the bed in the guest room, and I love it so much. And I got that for $25, and it's literally huge. So I think in the parks, it probably would have been like around 50 to 60 bucks. So love that. Love all the stuff I got. And yeah, I'm really happy with my haul. But let's talk about what I posted and what you guys voted that you would buy. So I posted these all on my stories, and I posted what it was and the price. And then I posted, would you buy it? Yes or no. So the first thing that I posted was a Snow White doll that was signed by Walt Disney. This doll was there the last time we were there, and it is going for $12,500, which I think is a pretty fair price because of the fact that Walt Disney, of course, has passed away, and there probably is not many things left in this world that were originally signed by Walt Disney. Like, it's not a copy or anything. It is a Snow White doll that on the leg is actually signed by Walt Disney. And 19% of you said yes, and 81% said no, which I understand because it's a pretty hefty price tag. And I understand why people would say no. I would love to have it in my collection, but it's not something that I would prioritize, especially for $12,500. There's probably other things that I would put that money towards, but I know a lot of avid collectors would love to have that. So super cool. Again, if you want to see these pictures, check out my Instagram at the Mouse Club Podcast. These will probably be up for about 10 hours after you're listening to this, if you're listening to this right when the episode drops. So they should be around until about, I would say maybe like 2 o'clock on Wednesday the 16th, I think is the date. Yeah, Wednesday the 16th. So if you want to check those out, it'll still be available to look at. So yes, 19% and no, 81%. Next up is a Beauty and the Beast necklace for $25. And it's a really nice necklace. It has like a silhouette of Belle and Lumiere. It has Miss Potts and Chip on it and some roses and leaves and some like jewels. 21% said yes, and 79% said no. So, I don't know if I would buy it. It's a lot of detail, but it's really, really beautiful. So, I could see where some people might not like it because it is a lot of detail on it. So it might be a little bit too much for some people, but 21% of you said yes. Next up was a Jungle Cruise Windbreaker, which I forgot to put the price, but it was $40, and it's really cool. It has like the animals on it. It's green, yellow, red, and white. This one, 53% said yes, and 47% said no. So I guess if we're going by the podcast, we would be purchasing this windbreaker today. And it is really adorable. I personally didn't get it just because I wasn't sure how often I would wear it, but it was really cute. They also had a Skyliner windbreaker as well. And they also had a Haunted Mansion bomber jacket, which I was really tempted with. Next up are these Mickey flower ears. These were $13. They had all kinds of Disney ears for like $15 or so. And these are, they have a green band with these pink flower ears. And they're pretty, but I don't think I would wear them. They're a little bit too much, which it seems you guys agreed with me because 30% of you said yes and 70% of you said no. So I guess that's going to be a no for us on the podcast. Next up, they had this Darth Vader Christmas decoration. So it's Darth Vader. He's wearing a Santa hat and a Santa cape. And behind him, if you're looking at this picture, is an R2-D2 who's wearing a Santa hat. And I really wanted the R2-D2, but I was like, oh, maybe I can find it online for cheaper. And I found out that Walmart actually sold both of these, the Darth Vader and the R2-D2, for $150, and they're completely sold out. So this was actually a really good deal for $99. I really wish I had gotten the R2-D2 because he's really adorable. But specifically for the Darth Vader, you guys had 38% said yes and 62% said no. So we're having a lot of no's today, but he's really cute and he's kind of like sparkly. So I think he'd be a really cool decoration to have. Next up is a Haunted Mansion card holder. This one was beautiful. So it's gray and black with a Madame Leota on the front, and it's really, really nice. And this one was only $13. This one, you guys said 54% yes would buy it and 46% no said they would not buy it. So I guess we're going to buy it today for our podcast listeners. So we would purchase this for you guys since 54% of you said yes. And it's really adorable. So I can totally understand why people would want to get this, especially for annual pass holders, because you can put your annual pass in there and your credit card and have it all easily accessible in one place. Next up, they had a bunch of the Dress Shop dresses for only $70, which is actually a really good deal because those dresses at the Dress Shop in Disney Springs are $130. So this was a discount of about $60 to get these dresses, and they had quite a few. But this one was the one that was in my size, so I picked this one out because I was considering getting it. And it's a Maleficent dress, so it's purple all the way down to the bottom, and then it has green flames on the bottom with Maleficent standing there with her staff and the Sleeping Beauty castle in the background. It's very, very beautiful. But surprisingly, 28% of you said yes and 72% said no. I really thought this one was going to do better, but I guess maybe it might be not be everybody's style, and it might also be the price that's keeping people away, or also the fact that it's more vintagey. Maybe if it was a more modern dress, people would be more eager to buy it. Okay, these were really cute. So the next thing I asked was Disney Snacks wallets. There's two wallets here. There's a Mickey ice cream bar. These are adorable. They're just little wallets. And then there's a Dole Whip. The Mickey bar was $12 and the Dole Whip was $9. You guys said yes 61% and no 39%. So that's probably our biggest poll that we got so far. Answer was yes 61%. So you guys would definitely like to buy these. So I guess as a podcast, we would buy those together. But they're really, really adorable. I actually really love them, but I already have a wallet. So I was like, I don't think I would ever use it, but they're really, really cute. Okay, next up is a Disney Parks Rubik's Cube. This was super adorable, but I don't really use Rubik's Cubes, so I didn't really see a purpose for it, but it's really cute. It's the Fab Five, and they all have like a different Disney background behind them. So like Mickey's in front of the castle. I can't really see Donald. He's in front of something. Pluto looks like he's in front of Haunted Pirates of the Caribbean. Oh, Donald is in front of the Fun Wheel in Disneyland. And Daisy's in front of the Spaceship Earth ball. But it's really cute. Just a cool Rubik's Cube. But it was $10. 34% of you said yes, and 66% of you said no. I'm surprised. I thought more people would buy the Rubik's Cube, but I guess Rubik's Cubes are kind of going out of style because I feel like that would probably just sit on my shelf because I wouldn't want to mess up the pretty pictures. Okay, next up was this awesome Mary Poppins vintage poster. It's a actual poster from the 60s. It says Julie Andrews, Dick Van Dyke on the front. It has them dancing and has their faces, and it was $169. 34% of you said yes, you would buy it, and 66% said no, you would not buy it. And this one was tough for me because I would love to have this in my house, but I could not spend $169 today to get it. But it's absolutely beautiful, and it's vintage, and so, so cute. Okay, the next one was really hard for me because if you know me, you may know that I love the Pink Cake Castle from 1996 because that was the year I was born, and I just love the Pink Cake Castle so much. And they had the Pink Cake Castle 25th anniversary snow globe. It's a musical snow globe for $290. So of course I could not buy that today. But I just went online and found out that they have them for really cheap on some other places for like $25. So I think I'm going to purchase that right after I get off of this recording session. But for this snow globe for $290, 32% of you said yes and 68% said no, which I understand because I know that the Pink Cake Castle does not get a lot of love, especially for that price tag, but it's really, really cute. Okay, next is something that I was actually considering getting. It's a vintage Mickey hat. Like, it's very vintage. I feel like it's probably from the 70s or so. And it reminds me a lot of my grandpa, Richard. It is a, like, plaid design. And on the very front, it has an M and, like, a vintage Mickey. And then it has, like, a red front. What is that called? Like, the cap part of the cap. And it was only $4, so it was super cheap. I tried it on. I didn't love how it looked on me, so I left it. But only $4, that's a steal for a vintage Mickey hat. And 41% of you said yes, you would buy it, and 59% of you said no. I'm shocked. I thought more people were gonna like it, but it is kind of like more like subtle colors. It's not super bright, which I feel like is more popular and trendy these days, but it is a really, really cute hat. Next up is the Mickey Mouse Funko Pop that has Santa. He's dressed as Santa. It's the Disney Pop 612. It was $16. 32% of you said yes, you would buy it, and 68% of you said no, you would not buy it. And this one is really cute. So I really wanted to get that until I saw the C-3PO wearing the Santa, and then I decided to get the C-3PO, and I'm glad I did, because looking at this picture now, I'm not feeling the same love for it as I did when I was in the store. So I'm glad I went with the C-3PO and left the Mickey behind, even though the Mickey is really cute, and it looks like you guys would agree with me since 68% of you said no. Next is a vintage Pez dispenser. It's a Timon Pez dispenser from The Lion King. 28% of you said yes, you would buy it, and 72% of you said no, you would not buy it. This one I'm really shocked about, because this vintage Pez dispenser was only $3.50. I guess it's probably because people don't collect these anymore, and I guess we don't have too many Timon fans. But yeah, even though it was only $3.50, I also walked away from that because I just had no use of putting a Pez dispenser anywhere, even though it was pretty cool to see something so vintage and cool. Okay, next are some Disney stockings. So the first one is Pluto wearing a pirate hat, and he has the key for the Pirates of Caribbean on his neck, like the dog who is sitting by the, the jail cells, and he has crossbones underneath him. It's a really cute. And then there's a mini one. She's wearing a princess dress, and there's a pink castle behind her, and each of the stockings was only $10, so they were really, really affordably priced. 31% of you said yes, and 69% of you said no. I'm shocked by that. I really thought more people were going to want to buy those because they're just really, really cute. So, but yeah, I guess nobody really wanted stockings, but they're really adorable. Okay, next up, possibly the funniest thing I saw while we were at the antique mall today was a Disney recycle bin. It was $295, shockingly. And I'm shocked reading this right now because two people voted for yes. I guess you guys would use it in your yard for your actual trash. But it's pretty cool. It reminds me of a girl on TikTok. I can't remember her username, but she rates Disney trash cans. It reminded me so much of her. So it was pretty cool. It's just a plain blue recycle bin, and it has Jiminy Cricket on the side. But 93% said no, and 7% said yes. So pretty funny. I really thought it was going to be 100% no. Okay, next was something I actually almost bought. It's a Mickey poster. It's only $15. It has Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and Daisy riding a roller coaster. It has beautiful bright colors. It's framed for only $15. And I really was considering getting it for the office. And as I'm looking at it more and more, it's something that I do wish I had purchased. So the next time I'm there, if it's still there, I might have to get it because it's just too adorable. But 19% of you said yes, and 81% of you said no. I'm shocked because it's such a cute poster. It's like retro, it has bright, beautiful colors, but I guess people weren't as excited about it as I was. And then there was also a beautiful piece of artwork for, I don't know what it was for. It might be a lithograph for something, but it's Mickey, Minnie, Goofy. They're at the beach. Goofy's sitting on the shore with a little soda or something, and Mickey and Minnie are running in the water. Mickey has some little swim shorts on, and Minnie has this adorable bathing suit with this hair bow. And then they have a little life ring, and it has Donald on it, and it's really cute, but it was only $5. This was another one I was considering getting to hang in the office, but I didn't end up purchasing it because I was like, I don't know if I would hang it, and I'd have to get a frame and stuff. But 41% of you said yes, you would buy it, and 59% said no. Again, this is another one I'm shocked by because the artwork at like Disney Springs and stuff is so expensive, and this one was only $5, so I really thought more people were going to like it, but I guess not. But it's a really cute one. Another one, the next one on the list is a Bambi record for $15. It's a vintage Bambi record. I don't know if it still plays, but it was really beautiful and cool to see. 29% of you said yes, you would buy it, and 71% of you said no, which doesn't really surprise me because I feel like not a lot of people have records anymore, so this would kind of probably just sit somewhere, and I feel like it's not the most beautiful record ever. It is very, very nice, but it's not like, oh my gosh, so cool, like I have to display it, you know? So, but it's pretty cool, but I'm not surprised that 71% of you said no. Okay, this one stunned me when I saw it. It was a Mickey and Friends Ferris wheel. It's beautiful. It's a white Ferris wheel with gold details, and on each of the different seats is a different Disney character. It was very pricey because it was like pure like porcelain and glass. It was $376, but it was absolutely beautiful. If it was cheaper, I definitely would have bought it. But 36% of you said yes and 64% of you said no, which is probably because of the price tag because it's absolutely beautiful. Next up, so like I said, they have a lot of things from the parks, and they had Universal Studios Christmas trees that were actually in the parks. I think they were probably around like Seuss Land because they were very brightly colored. The one I showed was pink and it had pink, orange, yellow, and purple ornaments. It was $150, so not bad for a actual Christmas tree that's been in the parks. I probably would get that because normal artificial Christmas trees cost about that much. And they had so many colors. They had green, gold, blue, orange, silver, all of those for only $150 for each one. But surprisingly, 21% of you said yes and 79% said no. I really would have thought that more people would have said yes because they're pretty much the same price as regular Christmas trees. And how often can you say when you have guests in your home, oh yeah, this tree used to be in Universal Studios. Like, that's so cool. So I might have to go get one of those for Christmas if they're still there. And then next was a Grand Floridian Christmas wreath. And let me see if I can see the price. It was $95, but this was a wreath that actually hung in the Grand Floridian. It is a beautiful green wreath with beautiful bows. It is a little more like vintage style, so it's probably not everybody's cup of tea, which is clear by your answers because you guys voted 16% said yes and 84% said no. So clearly you guys did not like it. I just like the idea of having something from the parks in my home. That is so, so cool. Okay, next up on the list, just a few more left. Next up on my list is a Blue Man Group art piece. So this they probably created during the actual show. It was $85, it looks like. And it's just like a white canvas with spray paint on it. It's super cool just to know that it was created during the show. And 25% of you said yes and 75% of you said no. I feel like this one, more than how it looks, I would just want it because it was part of the Blue Man Group. So I can understand why 75% of you said no, because I probably wouldn't hang it in my house. I just think it's pretty cool to look at and think, oh my gosh, the Blue Man Group made that. Okay, next, something that I absolutely 100% would have purchased if it was cheaper, a beautiful poster from Disney World with the vintage characters. It was $60 and it has so many characters. It has Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, the Queen of Hearts, Pinocchio, Dumbo, Tinkerbell, Pluto, Jiminy Cricket. They're all in adorable outfits. They're having a beautiful day at the parks. There's Mickey balloons flying everywhere. It's just so happy and magical. When I saw it, it took my breath away. But only 41% of you said yes and 59% of you said no. I think it might be because of the prices, because $60, that's what turned me off to it. If it had been like $20, I totally would have purchased it in that exact moment. But it was so cool and I 100% wanted to take it home with me, so I really, really loved it. Next up were little golden books. They had them for $2.95, and like I said, I took home Minnie's Slumber Party because it was so cute, but they had so many other ones, and this one I'm not surprised about. 64% of you said yes, and 36% said no. I feel like anybody would enjoy these books, especially for $2.95. Not only are they adorable, but you can read them to your kids, you can read them to yourself. They're just so cute, so I'm not surprised by that answer at all. The next one was an adorable happy birthday Mickey clock. It has Mickey and Pluto holding a cake, and then there's kind of like a silhouette on the glass of Scrooge, Minnie, Daisy, Donald, one of the nephews, and Goofy, and it has like balloons on it, and Mickey's holding a cake, and it's really cute, nice colors. That clock was $125. 22% of you voted yes, and 78% of you said no, which again, I think is probably because of the price, because it was way too adorable. Next up was a Christmas ornament from the Grand Floridian used on their actual Christmas tree, which is amazing. It was only $4. And when Christmas comes, I'm definitely gonna have to go back and splurge on some decorations because this was amazing. And to say that that ornament is from the Grand Floridian is just the coolest thing ever, especially for only $4. And you guys agreed with me because 65% of you said yes, you would buy it, and 35% said no. So I know that you guys agree with me because it would just be so cool to have a Grand Floridian ornament in your house. Next up is a Winnie the Pooh puppet theater, and it's adorable. It was probably used in the park somewhere, I'm not really sure, but it's a beautiful little theater. It has the characters on it, and then it has the actual puppets. So it has a Pooh puppet, Piglet, oh, it has a couple Pooh ones, and Tigger. They're adorable. This one was pretty pricey. It was $4,500 because it's an actual puppet playset, and 21% of you said yes, and 79% said no, which I'm not surprised about because it's really expensive, and I feel like the people who would enjoy this the most are probably people who have kids or grandkids. And then I think this is the last one is, oh yeah, this is the last one. So in the Emporium, if you know, on Main Street, they usually have these beautiful store window displays, and they had one here. It was a 101 Dalmatians window display. It has Anita, Roger, Cruella DeVille, and the nurse. I can't remember her name on it, the maid nurse, and it's so cool. It was ginormous. It was an actual window display used at the Emporium. It was $25,000. 23% of you said yes, and 77% of you said no, which I totally understand because it, as beautiful as it is, I could never afford to buy it, unfortunately. But anyway, guys, that is everything I posted. Like I said, if you enjoyed this, if you want to do this more, let me know. Send me some feedback. I'd love to hear from you guys if you enjoyed this episode. It was really fun for me to post and to see your responses and see what you guys would buy. And like I said, if you want to see what I bought, check out my YouTube channel, Little Miss Maris. It's going to be posted next week. So I'm really excited for that video, but I hope you guys are having a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye guys. Thank you so much for listening to the Mouse Club podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe on whatever platform that you're listening to this on. And if you're listening on Apple, please leave us a little rating and review if you would be so kind. If you would like to follow us on social media, please check us out, themouseclubpodcast.com, or send us an email at themouseclubpodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at The Mouse Club Podcast. And if you'd like to follow our host, Marissa Potts, that's me, you can follow me at Little Miss Maris. That's LittleMrisS, Little Miss Maris. And you can find me on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.